From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The middle class has fewer job opportunities in Florida than it used to. Those are the findings of the newest edition of an annual report called The State of Working Florida. The study looks at how the jobs available and the pay and benefits they offer affect prospects for climbing the economic ladder. Researchers studied the years from 2009 to 2014. The report's author, Ali Bustamante, joins us from his office at Florida International University. He's with the Center for Labor Research and Studies there. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
What did you set out to do with this study?
Well, we take a look at the status of workers today. Have they made any gains or losses? And this year in particular, we wanted to analyze whether the changing landscape of work has really allowed for greater or lesser economic mobility.
And so your research found both good and bad information about Florida's middle class. First, tell us the good news you found.
Well, the good news is that there have been a considerable amount of middle class workers who have made their way to the upper class. And this is largely the growth of occupations in math and engineering. For example, in IT, which use a lot of math skills and computation skills and in engineering as well, have really facilitated many Floridians' ability to enter these fields that, you know, previously did not exist.
And so you also found a downside for the middle class. What was that?
Well, the downside is that a couple of industries that have historically facilitated upward mobility from the working class into the middle class and also from the middle class into the upper class have actually declined. And one of the biggest occupations that's been hit is sales and related jobs.
So why is working class growth less desirable? Let's address that.
There's been an increase in both the number of jobs that pay less than $10 an hour as well as less than $15 an hour. And it's not just being working class is generally bad because you're not wealthy. But what we find is that being working class means that your incomes are actually lesser than they have been in the past. And you're more likely to stay in these working class jobs for a much longer duration because wage increases just aren't happening.
So ultimately, the study finds that we have a shrinking middle class and more people are seeing a drop in income. What does that mean for our economy?
It certainly paints a relatively dark picture. We certainly rely on wage growth and incomes rising to really fuel economic growth. I mean, when we think of consumer spending, that is really the main driver of our economy. These good jobs that have been historically part of the middle class and of the working class aren't there in the numbers that they were in the past. They're being largely replaced by these lower wage occupations, particularly in the case of food service.
The study also shows a significant pay gap among men versus women, as well as racial and ethnic lines. Are you able to tell what's driving these pay gaps?
When we control for things like occupation, age, education, we ultimately find that there's still a gap. And in this case, we find that women are still earning 78 cents for every dollar that men make. And, you know, we posit that this is largely due to practices of discrimination, gender-based discrimination, as well as other kinds of, you know, inabilities for perhaps some groups to have less negotiating power relative to others.
Well, you end the report by offering policy recommendations. What do you think state leaders need to do?
Well, in the case of things like a gender pay gap, we ultimately focus on creating greater transparency when it comes to pay structures. And when it comes to government policy, we ultimately focus on their ability to really largely enforce existing discriminatory laws. One of the industries that historically have relatively low pay gaps is something like pharmacists and pharmaceutical jobs. These kind of industries tend to have extremely high levels of pay transparency because pay is oftentimes linked with certifications. And given this kind of transparency, we often see that men and women get paid at equal rates. Now, in the state of Florida, as in many other states, there is no labor police. We do not have the resources allocated to secure that most of labor laws are actually being followed. In the case of Florida, most workers have to rely on the federal Department of Labor to file complaints.
FIU's Ali Bustamante, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.